Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Apadman of Lantiang Agama, Natural Divine Art Shrine of Healing. And today I want to talk about the nature of the spirit as we work out the spiritual belief of the Isnag Apayao tribe in the northern province of the Philippines. So here, we found an article at udspirit.com/2022/09/isnag-isnag-apayao-tribe-culture.html, which you can see the link on the description. No? So we are studying the spiritual belief of the Isnag people as we reconstruct. Actually, before doing that, are we really reconstructing the spiritual or indigenous faith of the Filipino people? For me, I don't think that we are reconstructing it or rebuilding it, as the people have not able, or people of the past was not able to build the temple of the Dewata. Though this faith, are we just continuing it, no? As we study it so that we could practice. But rather of reconstructing it, or re-establishing it, we are just making it to strengthen it out in these times. Because the belief of the people to the old gods were never lost, but it was just weak and sleeping. So our role as Lutiang Agama, as Binabaylan, we are just waking up those people to embrace the faith. So now let us go and proceed to study the article that we have found at yourthespirit.com. It is said that the Isnag people, or the spiritual world of the Isnag, is populated by more than 300 Anito or spirits who assume various forms. There are no gods or hierarchical deities in the other world of the Isnag, only good or bad spirits. So for us, no, we don't believe good or bad, but in the mundane world, it is necessary for us to describe the activities of these spirits towards humanity. So if, as a human, if we receive blessings from the spirit, we consider it as good. But if the spirits punish us by giving us harm, we could probably describe that as a bad experience from the spirit. So according to Yodispir, the chief spirits are Anlaban, who look after the general welfare of the people and is recognized as the special protector of hunters, Bago, the spirit of the forest, and Sirinan, the river spirit. They may take the form of human beings or former mortals who mix with the living who resides in baiting places. They may be animals with the features of a carabao, for example, and live in a cave under the water. They may be giants who live somewhere in the vicinity of a bill. They may be spirit guarding the foot and center of the ladder going up to the sky world, seeing to it that mortals do not ascend this ladder. Most of these spirits, however, are souls of mortals and exhibiting human traits when living as mortals. Some spirits can bring hardship into the life of the Isnag. But before we proceed, no, we can see here as the spirit, they have no form. But as a spirit, people believe that this spirit could take form of a human being or former mortals, such as those who live among them in the past and died. No? And sometimes this spirit could take in form into an animal. So here, we can see that the spirits are very flexible in manifesting themselves to the people, and the people thought that they are gods, no? Although for us, no, as Mangihilot, we always say that we could not separate the spirit to the body of the person, because the purpose of the spirit is to provide life, and there is a part of each human being that does not die, and that is our memory. And probably those memory could shift into another person, into an aspect of the behavior of that spirit, such as if they are beneficial, we might remember this person that we have lost through death. But the spirits are very flexible that they could take form. That's why it is believed that the ancient Diwata of the Filipino, of the Philippine Diwata, they have the ability to shape shift or to change their form, either as a human being, either as an insect or an animal, and so on and so forth. So let us continue. No, it is said that they may take form of human beings or former mortals who mix with the living who reside in mating places. They may be animals with the features of a carabao, for example, and live in a cave under the water. They may be giants who live somewhere in the sky world, seeing to it mortals do not ascend this ladder. Most of these spirits, however, are the souls of mortals and exhibiting human traits when living as mortals. Some spirits can bring hardship into the life of a snake. So there are spirits that brings hardship. So here, those spirits can be categorized as a bad spirit. But let us study why these people or this spirit bring hardship to the life of a snake, such as the spirit is Landusan, who is held responsible for some cases of extreme poverty. Those believed to be suffering from the machination of the spirit is said to be Malandusan. But the snake are not entirely helpless against this scheming spirit. They can arm themselves with a potent amulet bequeathed to the mortals by the benevolent spirit. This amulet is a small herb called tagarut, which grows in the forest but is hard to find. So here, we can see that a spirit could play on us to give us some hardship, such as extreme poverty or an illness. But we can see that the snake people are not helpless towards the playfulness of the spirits toward our life, but they have themselves an amulet that could protect them from the scheming spirit. So let us continue. It is said that at harvest time, a wide assortment of male and female spirits attend to the activities of the snake, performing either good or bad works that affects the lives of the people. So these are the spirits who come to help the reapers in gathering the harvest. They are known as Abad, Aglalanawan, Anat, Binusilan, Dawilian, Dekat, Dumingiu, Imbanon, Gimbanonan, Ginalinan, Sibo, and a group of squid dwellers collectively known as Ilani. On the other hand, there are spirits who prefer to cause harm rather than help with the harvest. These are Alopundan, who causes the reaper's toes to get sore all over and swell. Arurin, who sees to it that the harvest is bad if the snake farmers fail to give her share. So here, no, I'll just take this interesting point that the spirit Arurin, who sees to it that the harvest is bad if the snake farmers fail to give her share. So here, there is a condition why these spirits are giving bad times to the people. So like Arurin, we can see that if the farmers fail to give her share or an offering of the harvest, the people will have experienced bad luck or bad strike of luck or bad times in their life. But if we provide them an offering or give them their share, of course, the spirit will be happy and will not intervene or will not give bad luck towards us. Honestly, these spirits live among us. They are the first who reside this place. So as an individual, especially if we are being asked to cleanse and exercise a place, we tell them that we are not allowed to send away those spirits, because those spirits, the nature spirits, are the first one who inhabited this place. Actually, we are just a foreigner in this land. Even though we are born in this land, we are still a foreigner to these nature spirits, because the nature spirits are the first one who inhabited this place. So what do we do as a babaylan or binabaylan? How we handle this kind of spirits? So the way that we handle the spirit is through negotiation. So we are negotiating with the spirit and setting boundaries where people could live and where the spirits also could live. And through our negotiation, we are making up a covenant that we are about a co-creator or co-existent in order for us to coexist to one another. Because life force will not be balanced if the place will just be filled with the spirit and there is no human being to take care of the nature that we have. So in that part of negotiation, peace will be established. Okay, so let us continue. So there is also another spirit called Dagamian, a female spirit who causes sickness in children for playing in places where the harvest is being done. Darupaypay, who devours the palay stored in the hut before it is transferred to granary. Ginuudan, who comes to measure the containers of palay and causes it to dwindle. Sildado, from soldado, meaning soldier, who resembles a horse and kills children who play noisily outside the house. And Inargay, who kills people during harvest time. When Inapugan, which is a ritual plant, is offered to Inargay, the following prayer is recited by a snake farmer. Iapuko iyaw Inargay, tadinaami patpatay. It means, I offer this battle to you, Inargay, so that you may not kill us. So here, we can tame the spirits, this bad, this spirit in order for them not to do harm to us. And this is why some of our indigenous people are make offerings to the so-called demons that been tagged by the Christians. We don't see them as demon. We don't see them as evil, as totally evil, but we recognize that they are the one who were the first or elder among us, and we should respect them. We should respect their peace by making any activities. It give them this. It makes them to be disturbed. So, as a part of respect towards their peace, no, we are making offering and we ask permission. That's why we are making rituals such as offering of the betel nut. We are offering blood of the chicken so that their spirits will be appeased and will not harm us. So for us as Luntiang Agama, we see that the spirit are neither good or neither bad, but our relationship with them defines how they act towards us. But if we make connection also not only to the good spirit but also to the bad spirit, as we have said, no, there will be no good or bad. Such as, I remember the story of a Cherokee shaman that said that there are two wolves living with among us that is constantly at war. The first wolf are the good wolf and the other wolf is the bad wolf. Then the shaman asked, "Na, in this battle, who will win? Who will win?" No? And the other one that said, "The one who will win is the one you have fed. So now, who are you feeding with?" No? So if you are going to feed the good wolf, it means the good wolf will gain strength. But the one that you left out without food, no, you make hunger, no, it will turn to be bad. But let us say, if we feed the bad dog or the bad wolf, do you think that bad wolf will continue to do bad things? I think not, no? Because if you feed the bad dog the bad wolf, you are taming that spirit of the bad wolf. So that bad wolf will turn into a good wolf. So if you left the good wolf without food, it means you are making that wolf hungry. So that good wolf will turn also into bad. So your action as a human being on how you develop relationship with the spirit will make them good or bad. So never neglect anyone, either the good or the bad. You feed them, you give offering, you pray to them, you make connection. And when you connect with them and develop relationship with them, you will see the goodness in every creation. So this is all for now. I hope you like our broadcast for today. This is Apo Adman of Luntiang Agama, and may you all blessed be peace. Mayari na pag-asatin.